about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Then looking further in Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All of Psalm 23. And then one final passage, the book of 2 Timothy, Chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the ways your word empowers us, guides us, edifies us, strengthens us, builds us up in you. Thank you for how that you give us clear guidance and counsel every day as we simply open your word and spend time with you one-on-one in your precious word. More and more, help us to fall in love with you and with your word more so, and empower us to be believers that are listening to your Holy Spirit and following your Holy Spirit and being vessels through which your Spirit can work to accomplish your will in the world day by day. We thank you. And we praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson, and he's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we are so thankful for the assurance that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. What a choice life we have. What a privileged life we have. And we know that it was a great price that was paid on Calvary with your precious Son dying there for sinners like us. But we just pause, Father, and we say thank you. We can't say thank you enough for your great kindness, the mercy shown to sinners like us. We pray, Father, for the broadcast today. We don't look to our own skills, and we don't look to us being able to conjure up things. You've given us talents and abilities, Father, but we can't rest on those alone. We rest on you and the precious Holy Spirit to speak through Joseph and the guests today, that you would speak in a mighty way and that you would give listeners listening ears, that they would hear things and walk away from the broadcast today, not so much thinking about the guest or Joseph, but thinking about you and yes, Lord, and who you are and all that you are. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. Again, thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Let me continue to remind you that AFA's upcoming Marriage Family Life Conference 2020 is coming up in just a few months. We want to encourage you, don't miss this conference that's going to help you to strengthen you in your marriage and family as you faithfully serve as an ambassador for the Lord in the culture we live in today. The dates for the conference are June the 25th through the 27th, right here in Tupelo, Mississippi. The theme for the conference this year is In Defense of Truth. And also some of the speakers include Dr. Michael Brown, our marriage and family expert, Laura Petherbridge, our own Abraham Hamilton III, Miki Addison, Bishop E.W. Jackson, and other outstanding speakers. So again, if you can be with us June the 25th through the 27th for AFA's annual Marriage, Family, and Life Conference 2020, hope that you'll take time to do that. For more information about the conference, you can go to marriagefamilylife.net. Again, that's marriagefamilylife.net. And keep in mind, the conference also features a youth apologetics track for youth ages 4 through 17. Hope that you'll choose to come and be a part of this upcoming important conference. Again, as always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. I want to mention something interesting about the precious Word of God. Of course, one of our ongoing goals here at the Hour of Intercession is to encourage you to be a student of God's Word. Keep in mind, every believer is called to be a student of Scripture. And I like to challenge believers on a pretty regular basis to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible each and every day. And you know, you can read your average 3 chapters in about 15 minutes or so. It doesn't take long. But it's so important in our life as disciples, because when you spend time in God's Word, during that time God is molding you and shaping you and empowering you to become more and more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you know, several different kinds of literature found in the Word of God, but in particular, today I want to point out that the Bible has about 6 books that are classified as poetry. The books Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and Lamentations are all considered poetical books within the Word of God. And so the Bible is a book, amongst other things, a book of poetry. And I want you to keep in mind, too, of course, the longest book in the Bible is, of course, the book of Psalms, which is one of the poetical books, and it's comprised of 150 psalms as well. And the book of Psalms was kind of a Hebrew hymn book for the Hebrew people, and they were designed to where they actually could be sung as well. And so poetry is an important part of the Word of God. Well, you know, we're blessed and honored to have as an in-studio guest today a young lady who, she too is a poet, and now, of course, she doesn't write scripture. Scripture's already done, but she does write inspirational poetry that's inspired by the Word of God. Our guest today is Rosalind Shirley, and she's the author of a book entitled Spoken Word Christian Poetry. Rosalind, thank you for being with us here on the Hour of Intercession.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. It's for Him that I'm here today.
Amen. Thanks for choosing to be with us, and of course, we're grateful to have you and your husband with us here for just encouragement and support as well. But thank you all for taking the time to come. And again, the title of your book is Spoken Word Christian Poetry. And before we start, I want to ask if you'll tell us, you were sharing with me before the broadcast, how the Lord inspired you to start writing poetry based on Scripture. Would you tell our listeners how the Lord kind of got you started doing that?
Yes, we had previously joined a church called The Rock, that's in Plantervilles, Mississippi, and we was having Sunday school, and through Sunday school, God just kept feeding me these words, so I decided to write them down. Mm-hmm. And after Sunday school, I got up and I read it, and that's where it all began.
Mm-hmm. And the poetry really blessed the Sunday school class, and they encourage you to continue to do that then.
Yes, sir. And okay. I've been doing it ever since then.
Okay. And so you write poems based on either sermons or Sunday school lessons? Is that sort of the way
you do it? Yes, sir. Well, I get the inspiration in many different ways. I can hear like a song, just the music playing, and mm-hmm. God will start feeding me words. Or I can hear somebody say something, and then it gets started off just like that most of the time.
Okay. And one of the neat things about your poems, too, is each poem you have like a scripture that sort of speaks to the truths in the poem as well. And so the whole book is made up of poems, and you start each one with a scripture. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about the book before we start give you a chance to share from the book?
Well, I just want to encourage the listener to just follow their purpose, because for a long time, I didn't know my purpose. I was already writing poetry, not godly poetry, but, you know, regular poetry, and I was always trying to find my purpose. And I didn't know at that time I already had my purpose, but I was too busy trying to get, I wanted to be able to sing. That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. But that was not my purpose. So don't lose sight of your purpose trying to follow somebody else's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, something in relation to that, too, I think it's good for us to know that all of us as believers, you know, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of us. He's our guide, he's our counselor, but also he's the one that empowers us to do the work God calls each of us to do. Everyone's calling is an important calling, and it's important for us to learn what our purpose and our calling is and to step into that and to be used to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit is all about ministering. And part of that includes, of course, the wonderful work of the spread of the gospel, doing things both to share the gospel, but also things that will point people to God, that will encourage them, to disciple them, help them to come to realize more and more how important the Word of God is. And so, again, the poetry you've shared is, I think, inspiring poetry that points to the Word of God. So as we start, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and read the initial scripture before one of them, and then I'm going to ask if you'll read the poem itself then. So we're going to start with the very first one. The scripture that's listed is Matthew chapter 17, verse 17. I'll read the scripture, and then if you'll go ahead and read the poem following it then, okay?
All right.
Matthew 17, verse 17 says, "Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me."
The world's got it twisted, trying to act as God never existed. God reveals his plan for us in his word about marriage and sexuality, but the world tries to deny his intentions. They made a world that was meant for Adam and Eve confined to a world that condones Adam and Steve. A world where men want to be women and women want to be men. A world where sex before marriage is encouraged. Where gender identity seemed to be so complex, saying that God made a mistake, saying his creation was flawed. We're not happy with ourselves, so we blame God. No matter the lengths you take to change the outside, it's what's rooted on the inside that create the flaws. Changing yourself for the world, when the truth is the world doesn't care. It only wants to feed into the pain that you bear. We're living in a world that allows our children's innocence to be taken. If you don't think this is the world you live in, you're sadly mistaken. We live in a world where people choose to believe the universe created itself. The world continues to deny God's warning and his offer of grace. So many of us have gone astray. We live in a fallen world with a fallen nature. But in Christ, we can be new creations. Let who, that is, without sin, cast the first stone. For it is not about where you've been, but where you're striving to go. We're living in a world where women are inflamed with lust for one another, but proclaim they are righteous, but living contrary to the sound doctrine. We're living in a world that condones same-sex marriages. They have to have a depraved mind if they believe they were meant for one another. We're living in a fallen world with a fallen nature. Only through Christ can we be new creations.
All right. Father, thank you, Lord, for the insight and the truths found in this poem. And Lord, thank you for the fact that as the poem relates to this truth, if we look to your word gives us guidance and direction about salvation, how to be saved. But your word also teaches us what's right, what's wrong, what honors you, what doesn't honor you. More and more empowers to be a people that live in your word, who read it daily, who walk in its wisdom and are blessed by its wisdom as well. Help us, Lord, to be faithful as individual believers, to read and meditate on your word each and every day. Help us as parents to be wise and faithful and committed to teaching and training our children to read your word daily. And help us to be faithful to train our children by the truths of your word. Help us to be wise enough to not allow our children to be molded and shaped and guided and trained by the world, but by your precious word. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for us to hear your word, to obey it, and to live by it. And as disciples, help us to be faithful to disciple others, pointing them to your word as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Rosalind Shirley. She's the author of Spoken Word Christian Poetry. We'll be right back.
My heart cries for more of you.
the music of Covenant Church, the song My Heart Cries. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. One of the books of poetry found in the Word of God is, of course, the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, tells us these words. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Father, thank you once again for the wonderful gift of your word, and thank you specifically for the books of poetry found within your word, and thank you for how that your word guides us, molds us, shapes us. And Lord, we thank you for believers like Sister Rosalind Shirley, who is with us today, who is allowing the Holy Spirit to use her gifts and strengths to point people to Christ through her gift of poetry specifically as well. Lord, I pray that you'd use her book to bless many, to encourage many to come to know Christ, and use it to encourage many to come to become faithful disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, and use it finally to encourage many to become diligent students of your word. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our in-studio guest is Rosalind Shirley. She's the author of the book Spoken Word, Christian Poetry. And Sister Rosalind is sharing some of the poems from her book. The book is divided in such a way where each chapter begins with a scripture, and then her poem follows. So, Sister Rosalind, I'm going to go ahead and share the scripture from John chapter 1, verse 16. I'm going to read that, and then if you'll go ahead with the poem after that, okay? First, again, that's John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace.
If you think about it, are you worthy of his grace? If you think about it, are you worthy of his mercy? If you think about it, are you worthy of the love that he shows? If you think about it, are you worthy of his forgiveness? If you were him and he was you, what would you do? Would you forgive him of his sins? Would you show him grace and mercy? Would you shower him with your love? If he committed the sins that you committed, what would the judgment be? Would you be selfish or selfless? Would you sacrifice your life to pay a sinner's price? You would like to think that you would, but you know that you wouldn't. We don't deserve all that God has done. We pat ourselves on the back instead of giving God praise. When the battles are won, if God judged you right where you are, would he say, well done?
All right. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The fact that he came and gave himself, the greatest gift the world has ever received, to be the sacrifice to pay for the sins of the world, our sacrificial lamb. Father, stir in us a greater passion to be about the wonderful work of evangelism and discipleship. Lord, help us to never live in such a way where the sacrifice Christ made seems old to us and doesn't seem important. Help us to live in such a way that we demonstrate our love for you and our appreciation for the fact that you gave so much by simply being faithful believers living for you, but also believers who are daily involved in the work of evangelism. Lord, help us to know, Lord, that it's so important for us to recognize that every believer is called to do the work of sharing the gospel, sharing our testimony, pointing people to Jesus Christ, encouraging believers to get involved with a life, live for Jesus Christ, to get plugged into the church as well. Help us to know, Lord, that in the economy of eternity, no day is a day to be wasted. Every day is a day to be faithfully involved in the work of pointing people to Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to be about our Father's business in this regard. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Rosalind Shirley, and she's sharing poems from her book, Spoken Word Christian Poetry. And so, Rosalind, I'm going to go ahead with the next scripture found in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Again, Joshua 1, 9, and it says these words, "Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for thy Lord, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest."
God said he'll comfort you whenever you need him. He said he'll come through for you. What more proof do you need? He already died for you. Nails in his hands, he bared that pain for you. Nails in his feet, he covered your sins for you. Thorn in his head, he suffered just for you. Every lash on his back says, "I love you." What are you afraid of? All God wants is your love. Would you rather live a lie and deny God exists, or embrace the truth and accept all God has for you? Yes, others deny him, probably because they never tried him, or they think they have been wronged by him. But that's so far from the truth. Look in the mirror. When you point the finger at him, it points back at you. All he wants is to love you. All he wants is you to return it. He loved you in your brokenness. He loved you in your unworthiness. He loved you in your unfaithfulness. He loved you when you didn't deserve. He loved you when you couldn't love yourself. Each day he gives you another chance. So choose this day to take a stance. Choose today to accept his agape love. Choose this day for your soul to be saved.
All right. Thank you. Rosalind, before we go to the next poem, I wanted to ask you, if someone listening would like to get a copy of your book, Spoken Word Christian Poetry, how could they get a copy?
It can be found online at Amazon, Books A Million, and eBay.
Okay. And just basically punch in the title, Spoken Word Christian Poetry, and they'd be able to find it then.
Yes, sir. Or they can type in my name, Rosalind Shirley.
Okay. All right. Thank you then. Okay. Going on to the next poem. The scripture that heads this next poem is John chapter 12, the Gospel of John chapter 12, verse 26. "If any man serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." Again, that's John chapter 12, verse 26.
Being a Christian doesn't mean you're perfect. It means you recognize that you're here to serve God's purpose. We all say we're Christians. If God looked down on you right now, would he be convinced that you are who you say you are? Or is it just a front, looking for an audience to show off your next stunt? You think you're on top while you're straddling the fence? Christians, you need to stop. You're fooling someone, but it isn't God. Maybe one day you'll wake up from your deceit and realize his hands are not on you. If you read his word, then you know the truth. You're in hot pursuit of the world, and you want God to chase you. Christians, you need to stop. Pump your brakes and make a U-turn. Not a chasee, it's not a chaser. Open up your eyes and realize all that God has for you. There's only one God. Although some try, he can't be duplicated nor replicated. So if you're through playing, open up the Bible and read what God's word is saying.
Amen. Amen. Okay, now, the next one, the scripture is Micah 6, 8. And, you know, that's, to me, that's a unique scripture. And it says some very powerful and simple truths about living a life of justice and following the Lord as well. So this is Micah 6, 8 that heads up this next poem. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. "He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Again, that's Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
As you ask things of God, God asks things of you. As God provides you with unwavering love, he needs you to provide him with the unwavering faith. When believers say God is not, he needs you to stay and say he is. Stand and say he is. As he pours out his blessings, he needs you to pour out your gratitude. As he pours out his grace, he needs you to pour out his thankfulness. As he pours out his mercy, he needs you to pour out gratefulness. As he pours out his spirit, He needs you to pour out your anointings. As he fills you with his word, he needs you to feed his people. As God is light unto you, he needs you to be a light unto his others. As he pours unto you, he needs you to pour out unto his people. Submit yourselves unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw unto God, and he will draw unto you. He will clean your hands and purify your heart. As you ask things of God, God requires things of you.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you give us daily of being able to spend time with you in your word and in prayer. Thank you for how that you mold us, you shape us, you direct us more and more into that which you've called us to be. Help us to know, Lord, that you saved us, but that you're also looking for much from us as well. To whom much has been given, much will be required. Help us to recognize, Lord, that in view of the fact that you saved us and equipped us and made us disciples who are able to go out in the world and carry the gospel, help us to be about that each and every day. Help us to know, Lord, that you hold us responsible for the truth that we know. You hold us responsible to do what we know we've been called to do. Help us to be faithful, to live up to the calling you've placed upon us. We thank you and praise you for the privilege of doing that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
The next scripture is probably the best one of, if not the best known scripture in all of the Word of God all over the world, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
If I die today, rest assured it's okay, because I won't be dead, just sleeping in my resting place. Soon it will all be over, and my Lord Savior will come for me. He died so that I could live. In these last days, everything will be revealed. So many are blind and cannot see the blessings my Lord has bestowed upon me. When I look in the mirror, it's not I that I see, but I see the one who is covering me. I ask for less of me and more of you. I want to show him that I was worth dying for. He sends the fire, followed by the rain. He sends healing to ease the pain. He sends thunder, followed by the flood. He sends down blessings I don't deserve. He gives me life in this dying world. I want less of me and more of him. I surrender all of who I am to be who he called me to be. I strip away the old me to walk into the new me. I walk in his love. I walk in his faith, thanking him for his grace and mercy every day. He said, cry out his name, and he will move on my behalf. I surrender the old me to walk into the new me. His grace and love abides in me, a shining light for all to see. He lit a fire inside of me. I can't contain it. It's overwhelming me, a gift for all to see.
All right. Thank you. You know, Rosalind, before we go to the next poem, you know, something I'm reminded of is that, again, your poetry, you base it on, it's kind of based on, it draws truths from Scripture. And something I want to remind all of our listeners about is that, you know, I can't overemphasize how important it is that every believer is a diligent student of Scripture. Real quick, I want to share with you 10 excellent reasons for you to start reading the Word of God every day. The reason being is because, again, many believers are listeners who they read and nibble on the Bible, but we're all called to be believers who are diligently studying his word each and every day. So real quick, 10 great reasons to read God's word every single day. Number one, it tells you genuinely how to be saved and how to grow up in your faith. A second reason to read the word daily, it gives you clear guidance and direction for much of your life. A third reason, it empowers your prayer life. A fourth reason to read the word daily, it sharpens your ability to hear the Holy Spirit more and more clearly in your life. A fifth reason, it ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. Six, it helps you maintain your mental health. Seven, a seventh reason to read the word daily, it increases God's anointing on every area of your life. Number eight, it increases your wisdom in every area of your life. Number nine, it enhances your intellect and personality. And number 10, it pours grace, peace, and joy into your spirit, your mind, and your life. So again, if you don't have the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is an excellent day to start that important habit. I hope that you'll start it. And I hope that as you listen to the poetry that Sister Rosalind is sharing, that I pray that it too will point you both to Jesus Christ and encourage you to start the habit of reading his word each and every day as well. Again, our in-studio guest today is Rosalind Shirley. She's the author of the book Spoken Word, Christian Poetry. We'll be right back.
my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In his presence I find safety, just knowing he's near me brings joy in my sadness. Peace in the time of storm.
Music from the Walls Group. All praise goes to you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Father, we thank you once again for the privilege we have of being able to worship you and give you thanks, praise, glory, and honor every single day. Father, you're so good to us. You run our cups over in so many ways every single day. More and more empower us to live a life full of praise and thanksgiving, and help us to recognize, Lord, that there's no way that we can give you too much praise, glory, and honor. Empower us more and more with every passing day to be the praising and worshiping and thankful people you would have us to be. Thank you for your goodness, and thank you for the privilege of being able to worship you every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our in-studio guest is Sister Rosalind Shirley. She's the author of the book Spoken Word, Christian Poetry. Rosalind, share with our listeners once again, if someone wants to get a copy of the book, how can they get a copy?
It can be found online through Amazon, Books A Million, or eBay.
Okay, and again, the title, Spoken Word, Christian Poetry. Okay, we'll go on to the next poem. The scripture that heads this poem is Psalm 50, verse 15. Again, Psalm 50, verse 15, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Father, can you hear us? We're calling on your name. We need you to protect us and shield us from this pain. We surrender all that we are, as humble as we know how. Jesus, we're in need of your power. We need you now. We need you to shield, guide, and protect us from the wrath of the enemy. Our backs are against the wall. We're not prepared for a haughty fall. So we're crying out the only way we know how. We cry out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You can move mountains. You can part seas. You can destroy the enemy. You can make the devil flee. With two fish and five loaves of bread, a multitude you fed. We need to be like Zacchaeus in the sycamore tree. If more of us would just seek more of thee. We're sick of ourselves. We need you. We cry out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just like the woman who had the issue of blood. Lord, we've been suffering for years. If we could just touch the hem of your garment, all our troubles would pass away. Just like the blind man in Jericho. Jesus, we need to be healed. Just like Bartimaeus. We need you to come see about us and give us back our sight. So we can see things the way you do. So we can walk the way you do. So we can talk the way you do. We need everything you have to offer. You said if we surrender our hearts to you, you would throw our sins in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, here we stand in the midst of our troubles. We don't want you to forget about us. You said if we deny you, you would deny us. Peter denied you three times, but after that third time, he heard that rooster crow. He begins to cry and repent. As your prediction came to his remembrance. Lord, this old world needs to cry out and repent. We need to be reminded of your power. This world needs to cry out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You can move mountains. You can part seas. You can destroy the enemy. You can make the devil flee.
Amen. Amen. We'll go right on to the next one. It's the scripture. The heading scripture is Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
In the beginning, I couldn't understand. Where were you when I needed you to hold my hand? I waited and I waited, but you I could not see. I called out your name, but there was nothing for me to hold on to. I thought you turned away from me. But I came to realize my sin separated you from me, and my crying out couldn't reach your ears. I was afraid to give you all of me. I wanted to lead and not follow. You said, seek ye first, and everything I desire will be added unto me. You said, even though it seemed you wasn't there, you said you were right there waiting on me. To you, to give you all of me, now I understand. And I'm right here, Lord, in the midst of all my sins, saying I'm sorry and I need you. I surrender unto you. I know there's going to be hurt. I know there's going to be pain. But this process is necessary to withstand the rain. So the next time I cry out, I will be heard. The next time I reach out, you will be there. If I could see your face, I could see a glimpse of heaven. If I could touch your hand, healing will follow. If I could hear your voice, my faith will grow. If I could share your word, a soul could be saved. Lord, order my steps. Lead me where you want me to go.
Amen. Amen. Now, Rosalind, you have maybe one or two that are kind of favorites of yours, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which ones? Would you share one of those at this time?
Okay. One of them is Ecclesiastes 3 and 7.
Okay.
Page 34.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just read the scripture for that one and then let you go ahead with the poem. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7. A time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak.
You can't silence me, so take your muzzle off of me. You can't hold me, so take your shackles off of me. For I am not yours, I am his. No matter what you say, no matter what the world throws my way. Yes, at times my faith was fading. At times I ignored his call. But God still didn't allow me to fall. You tried to fool me, telling me to quench my spirit, trying to hold me in darkness. But I am a child of the light. God refuses to let the devil take me from his sight like a thief in the night. I wear a breastplate of faith and love and a helmet of salvation. I am always joyful. I pray without ceasing in everything and give thanks for this is God's will, so I can be at peace and remain still.
Amen. Amen. And so did you have another favorite you want to share as well?
The next one, which is Matthew 16, verse 15 and 16.
Okay. Matthew 16, verses 15 through 16. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
We all have our cross to bear. We all have our cast of cares. So who do you give them to? Your word teaches us to look to you. You said, look to the hills from which cometh our help. But what if we're broken down with only a little bit of faith? You said the faith of a mustard seed is all that we really need. We run from the church because we fear judgment. But your words say, let he is without sin cast the first stone. We fail to realize there's only one judge. He sits high and looks low. So when you feel our hope is gone, when you feel like you're all alone, look to the hills from which cometh your help. What if your past isn't pretty? Are you worthy of his forgiveness? Are you worthy of a second chance? God says he forgives us 70 times 7. Remember Jonas, how God freed him from the well? Often he tells us to go right, we disobey and go left and find ourselves in great distress, not realizing the blessing was within the test, just like Rahab and David. God also grant us a second chance. All God asks is that you do the work he set out for you. Engage in his people. Share with them the truth through the scripture that he has given to you. He says, be about my work and I will be about yours.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and go through just a few more. Time is almost gone, but we're just going to try to cover a little bit more ground. Let's go to the one that has Isaiah 40, verse 31, as the heading scripture, okay? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, on page 26 there, okay? Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
When you feel yourself fading away, when you feel your faith going astray, when your next breath seems hard to take, find rest in His arms. Find peace at His feet. Find faith in His word. When you feel a break in your heart, when your blessings seem far, when your strength feels weak, when your valleys get low, and that mountain just won't move, find faith in His word. Find strength in His word. When your battle has you defeated, when your cries go unheard, when you feel there's nowhere to turn, you can speak victory with His word. You can find joy in your tears. Just trust and believe that God is real. He said, place your troubles at my feet. Find rest in me.
Amen. Going right on to the next one. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Again, Romans chapter 8, verse 18 tells us, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be received in us. Again, Romans 8, verse 18.
God knows you're hurting. He can see your pain. He's reaching out His hand to pull you in from the rain. He knows you need understanding on things that can't be explained. Grab a hold of Him, and He will show you the way. It seems like you're lost with nowhere to go, but He's reaching out for you so that you may know. Take a hold of Him and don't let go, for you will need God wherever you go. You once were blind, but now you see. Follow God's plan He laid out for thee. Trust in God to see you through. If you stop focusing on you, you can focus on Him. If you step out of you can step into Him. What God has for you is right in front of you. He needs you to step into it to activate it. Let everything else go and don't look back, but look toward God. Remember, He parted the Red Sea. He says, all He asks is that you have faith and believe in Him, but He will walk with you for as long as you're willing to walk with Him.
Amen. Amen. Going right on to the next one. Psalm 62, verses 1 through 2 tells us, truly my soul waits upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Again, Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2.
Even when it seems God is saying nothing, He's still saying something. Silence doesn't mean do it your way. Silence means to wait. He says, seek me and wait on me and keep my way, and I will exalt you into inherited land. For God chose the appointed time. It is He who will judge with equity. Patience is a virtue. The lack of it can cause you to miss what God has for you. So be patient. Be still. Stop moving on your own behalf and let God move for you. Stop speaking on your own behalf and let God speak for you. Stop trying to push barriers out of the way. Let God move them for you. Stop asking God for help, then try to do it yourself. Stop praying for a change and don't acknowledge that God has changed it. Stop asking for signs when you say you have faith. Stop thinking of things of the devil and think of the goodness of God. Stop sitting down on God because He didn't sit down on you. Don't give up on God because He'll never give up on you.
Amen. Amen. Our time is just about gone here, Rosalyn. Share with our listeners one more time if someone would like to get a copy of the book. Again, the title of your book is Spoken Word, Christian Poetry. How can they get a copy?
They can find a copy of the book online through Amazon, Books A Million, or eBay.
All righty. Okay. Father, thank you, Lord, again for Rosalyn, Sister Rosalyn Shirley. Thank you for this work that you've put on our heart to do, a work to point people to the Word of God and to inspire them to follow you more faithfully. Father, bless and prosper as she continues to serve you. And Lord, use all of us more and more to live in such a way that your Holy Spirit can reach through us and point people more so to Jesus Christ through our lives and through the work of our hands. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Sister Rosalyn, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we look forward to the next book, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Hope that you will seek to get a copy of the book, Spoken Word Christian Poetry. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.